Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Glory be to your name, O Majesty. We bless your name on this morning, O God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, for starting us, oh God, on our way. Thank you, Lord God, for breathing breath into our bodies. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We worship and adore your great and magnificent name. We thank you that you alone are worthy. You alone are sovereign. You alone, Lord God, are great and mighty in battle. We thank you, Father, that you are the one that woke us up. You're the one, Lord God, that protected us throughout the night. You're the one, Lord God, that has kept us, Lord God, throughout this whole week, oh God. Well, we could have lost our mind, oh God, but we made up in our mind to keep our mind on you. And in return, Lord, you kept us in perfect peace. So we thank you on today, Lord God, that we can stand in all of you. We can bow before you into your throne room, oh God. Do we want to be ushered into in this day, in this hour, this season, this morning, in this atmosphere, God? We ask that you will shift it, Lord God, where you can fill the temple, Lord God, where your train can fill the temple like never before, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you, oh God, to baptize your children afresh like never before. We need you, Lord God, in your divine hand, Lord God, to move, Lord God, in and through our lives, oh God. And in this moment, Lord God, as we lift up holy hands before you, we ask that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that when your will is done, God, every crooked path shall be made straight. We thank you, Lord God, that when your will is done, it shall be done in our home. It shall be done in our lives. It shall be done in our ministries. It shall be done, Lord God, in our cities, in our state, in our communities, oh God, in our regions. Oh God, we thank you that it shall be done in the United States of America. It shall be done, Lord God, in Israel, God. It shall be done in Africa, God. It shall be done in the Philippines. It shall be done in China. It shall be done, Lord God, in all the surrounding areas, oh God, across this world, oh God, and across the earth, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you will shower down your glory like never before, oh God, as we turn our eyes on you, oh God, and not look down and not look around, Lord God. But you said if we keep our eyes on you, oh God, we know, Lord God, that we will be, Lord God, in a place, Lord God, where we will not be complacent. We will not be in a place, Lord God, where we were wondering what we must do to be saved. But we know that we can look towards the hills from whence cometh our help, and our help cometh from you. So, Lord, today, as we bless your magnificent day, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that your name is great and mighty in battle. Yes, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we made it over, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we made it to a day, Lord God, where we can hear your sound like never before. Oh God, we thank Clarion Call, and that your sound at the alarm right now in Jesus' name to wake your people up out of their sleep. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that you will forgive us of any sin, knowing and unknowing, in Jesus' name. God, we ask that you will go into our house, this body, this building, Lord God, that you built, oh God, this vessel, Lord God, and we ask, oh God, that you will move, Lord God, in and through our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and touch the mind, oh God, touch the heart right now in Jesus' name. Remove, Lord God, all the cobwebs. Remove, Lord God, every heartache. Remove every hardness, oh God. Remove, Lord God, every vessel, Lord God, every blood vessel, Lord God, that has a blood clot, in the name of Jesus, because sin, Lord God, has been crept up into their veins, oh God. They've crept up, Lord God, into those areas, oh God, which causing them not to move, Lord God, but be restricted, Lord God, and it's causing strokes, oh God, in the body of Christ, oh God. We pray in Jesus' name that the sin, Lord God, would be dismissed and removed and dismantled in Jesus' name as they confess their sins, oh God. You said in your word, oh God, if we confess, oh God, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh Lord. So, Lord, today we repent, oh God, for our own sins and the sins of our neighbors, the sins, Lord God, of those, Lord God, that are cursing your name, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are being persecuted, and those that are the persecutors, oh God. We forgive them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you would strengthen us and help us, Lord God, to move past those things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's so easily to beset us, oh God, to lay it aside, to burn it away, oh God, to take it down, Lord God, those idols, those things that we allow to be in our lives, oh God, that is not, Lord God, pleasing to you in this hour, in this season. Lord God, we need you to touch the infirmities of your people, Lord God. Cleanse them, Lord God, from their iniquities, oh God. Cleanse them, Lord God, from their sins. Cleanse them, Lord God, for their trespasses, oh God, that they will learn, Lord God, to forgive their neighbors and those, Lord God, that rightfully use them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that jealousy will not be their portion, Lord God, but generosity of love, compassion, Lord God, and grace, Lord God, that you extend to us, oh God. May we know how to give it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. May we not hold on to anything, Lord God, that causes you to be your spirit to be grieved in this season, Lord God, in those moments when you asked us to do something, oh God, and we did not do it, oh God, and we was not obedient to you, oh God. We ask that you will forgive us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, that man that you wanted us to talk to, that woman that you wanted us to reach out to, the moment when you woke us up in the morning, oh God, and those awkward hours, oh God, that may seem awkward to us, oh God, and we just laid in the bed and we went back to sleep, oh Lord, we ask that you will forgive us, oh God, because there's a constant, Lord God, movement of you. You never change, oh God. You are always the same, Lord God, and you always, Lord God, looking to and fro, oh God, for those, Lord God, that are wanting to serve you and to seek your face, oh God. So, Lord God, we may sing about it. We may dance about these things, oh God, but our actions, Lord God, are far from it, oh God. We don't want to have lip service in this hour and season, Lord, but we want to be about your business, almighty God. So give your children boldness, oh God, in this hour and season to know what they need to do, oh God. And they already know what they need to do, oh God. Awaken them, I must say, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, I thank you, oh God, that is a work that has to be done, and God, we have to do it quickly in this hour, in this season, Lord. We don't want to be lagging behind, oh God, on the things that you have called us to do, oh God, for we know, Lord God, that the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few, oh God, so long. We pray, oh my in the name of Jesus, oh God, give your people an honesty in their hearts, oh God, give them a burning desire, oh God, to do your will, oh God, to read your word, oh God, that you will, Lord God, do the work, Lord God, that when they look in the mirror, they will see you, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you that your word is is your children's bread. And you sent your word to heal, oh God. You sent your word to heal the mind. You sent your word to heal the body of Christ. And Lord, if we just take a dive into your word, Lord God, oh, what a change it will take, oh God, when they tap into your word, Lord God, and move away from their own agendas in this hour and this season, Lord. For we know that you are the Prince of Peace, and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the principal, and you are, Lord God, the purpose and the plan that we need in our lives, oh God. We have done it all wrong, oh God, but help us to do it again, Lord God, your way and your way only, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your love, Lord God, draws us to repentance in those moments, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your sovereignty, Lord God, is extended to us, oh God, on a daily basis, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look to you and surrender everything to you, Almighty God. We thank you that we're surrounded, Lord God, by your angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for leveling us up, oh God, and to levels, oh God, that we've never been before, oh God. Some of us have to go down, Lord God, in order for us to go up, oh God. But we thank you, oh God, that you're doing the work, oh God. So we bow before you today, oh God, and we resist our own will, Lord God, that your will be done, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the equipment that we need, Lord God, to fight the enemy in Jesus' name. Yes, we will be equipped, Lord God, because you want us to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're about to do, Lord God, in the lives of your people, Lord God. We pray, Father, that you will go into the storehouses, oh God, and those things, Lord God, that has been rotted out, oh God, those things, Lord God, that are stale, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that no longer are in use, oh God, be get rid of in the name of Jesus, so that you can fill that barn again, that you can fill that house again, in the name of Jesus. We need fresh oil, oh God. We need your fresh anointing, oh God, to fall fresh on us on today, Lord God. We pray, God, that you will use Apostle, Lord God, Matthew, in Jesus' name, oh God, to visit every of this line, Lord God. Extend your hand to the man of God in the name of Jesus, and we pray, God, Lord God, that you will have your way in his life, oh God. Replenish everything that he's poured out in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, when he lays down and rests, oh God, we thank you for the sweet rest that you've already given him, God. And we pray, Lord God, that you will keep your angels encamped about him in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that those that are connected, divinely connected, oh God, know when to pray and how to pray strategically in Jesus' name. And oh God, we thank you for this hour in this season, Lord God, that you're using the prophets, oh God. You're using, Lord God, the apostles. You're using, Lord God, the evangelists. You're using the pastors and the teachers, oh God. You're using them all in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to finish up your work in this hour in this season, Lord God. We pray that you will use Apostle Simmons on today, oh God, as he sounds the alarm, Lord God, as you use his lips of play in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that it'll be a fire, oh God, coming forth in the name of Jesus, that will clear the debris out of the way, oh God, of those, Lord God, that are confused and lost, and Lord God, has been abused by religion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance, God, that you shall prevail in Jesus' name when it comes forth out of his mouth, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that someone shall receive freedom and revelation, oh God, from the word that's going to come forth on today in Jesus' name. We pray that you will stamp the gift, oh God, on the inside of his belly in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for shifting the atmosphere right now, oh God, that the lives of those, Lord God, that has an ear will be able to hear, and those that need to see will be able to see in the name of Jesus, and those that need to speak, oh God, in Jesus' name, will be able to speak your word in Jesus' name with accuracy in the name of Jesus. We've been warned over and over again, God, but we thank you, Lord God, that there's no one, Lord God, left behind in this hour, in this season, Lord God, because, Lord God, you care about us, so God. We give you glory and honor and praise. We pray that you will touch prophetess right now in Jesus' name. Strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her mind, strengthen her heart, strengthen her body in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we pray that you will surround, oh God, restoration and truth ministries, oh God, as we do your work and as we do your will, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're combining us, oh God, what forces, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of your angels, oh God, that has already gone before us, oh God. And if you be for us, oh God, who can be against us? We give you glory and honor and praise. May you touch those, oh God, that needs to be touched. And we know that the enemy is defeated and under our feet. He is assignment, Lord God, that is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Lord, we thank you that you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly in Jesus' name. So breathe your breath to those, Lord God, that are breathless right now in Jesus' name. That they will know, Lord God, it is your breath that they breathe, oh God, and it's not their own. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that every, Lord God, act of the enemy and every, Lord God, of witchcraft and all these other things that is going on in the world and in the land, oh God, even with the stupid holiday that is coming up, oh God, we pray that you will shut down, Lord God, and awaken your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to do a work. We shall pray and not cease, oh God, in praying. You said that man shall always pray. So, Lord, we thank you that you're putting us, oh God, on display in this hour in this season, that your people, Lord God, will know, Lord God, that it is not about them but about you in this hour in this season. Refresh your people today as we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And it is so. We thank you. Hallelujah to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. You love me too much, excess love. You love me too much, excess love. Unconditionally, Lord, thank you for loving me too much, Lord. Thank you for loving me too much, Lord. Unconditionally, thank you for loving me too much, Lord. Thank you for loving me. Where would I have been without you? You love me too much, oh. Oh, kakame, nahin you be. You are A to Z, and everything in between, oh. I'm a now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike, odiro ye dika ki. Amamamasyamasyo, now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike, odiro ye dika ki. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We bless the Lord, for certainly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. My God, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We certainly thank God again for another prophet's touch. We certainly thank God for you and you and you on this morning, for wherever you tune in. We bless the Lord. Amen. For the people of God on today, even those that may not understand their relationship with the Lord, we bless the Lord for you on today. Amen. I'm telling you, if God, amen, is not speaking and releasing the clarion sound in the earth realm, my God, we just bless the Lord on today. We certainly thank God for, again, the man of God. We certainly bless the Lord for Dr. Laron Matthews. Amen. For this conference line. Amen. And the people of God, the men and women of God, the kingdom leaders that carry a kingdom sound and frequency, that we always say heaven recognizes and heaven responds on their behalf. So we thank God for Dr. Wilkes, Dr. Bryant. Bless you, intercessor, overseer, elect Pickett. Thank you for praying and interceding. As I always say, encourage you, continue to stand your watch. Stay on the wall. Don't come down. We bless the Lord in this hour and this season. We certainly thank God, amen, for all of you on today. Every kingdom leader in their respective places, bless you on today. Amen. Hold your position in this hour. Amen. Don't be rooted up. So we certainly thank God. We do bring greetings from Restoration of Truth Ministries, a ministry without walls here in the lovely city of Hampton and Newport News, Virginia. Amen. Certainly thank God for my queen, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, along my side. We bless the Lord for, amen, us being a team, amen, being that example that God has placed in the earth realm for many. And we just bless the Lord on today, amen. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord, and I know that God is speaking to many people in this hour, especially the prophets, men and women of God. Amen, to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to convey it to the churches. Amen. We all are individuals. We represent the church in the earth realm, and we come together collectively to make up the body of Christ. Amen. So this is why I know that God is sending out the clarion call. Amen. A call especially to repentance for a revival. Even in the end time events that are unfolding in the earth realm. Amen. I know many people have their eye on Israel, but somebody better have their eye on America. My God, let me say it again. Many people have their eyes on Israel, but somebody better have their eyes on America. And I thank God that God don't leave us in the dark. He don't leave us ignorant. This is why we need code breakers in this hour and this season, especially when it comes to the Word of God. The Word of God has been translated, and if you don't go in to decode what has been coded, you will miss, amen, what's happening in the earth realm and what the Lord is saying. We know many people say, well, we go in and study the Word of God. We read it. We can go to our seminary. We go here. We go there. Amen. We're called to preach. We're called to do this. We're called to do that. But you better know that you know in this hour, amen, because there are real demons at work. Conflict is in the earth realm. Conflict is in the earth realm, and conflict many of time is in us. Amen. Between the spirit, the soul, and the body. Amen. So this is why it's so important, not from a place of what we call fear, but from a place of knowing and trusting the God that we serve. Because many religions around the world, they have a God. But we have to know, is it a true and living God? And this is why you got to understand what's happening in the earth realm, whether it's in Israel, whether it's in the United States of America, or whether it's in other countries. The things that are happening in the earth realm, we see it unfolding, amen, and it's coming into fruition. Even when people talk about the last days, amen, there always been a last days, amen, for a generation. Generation, your grandparents seen it. Their parents seen it. Even back during biblical days, they seen their end times, their days, amen, the last days of what they call it. But we know that even when the Bible speaks of last days, we're living in, amen, a time of birth pains, a time of sorrows, great cry in the land. That's why, as we go to Jeremiah today, you know, history repeats itself. Amen. When change don't take place, when a people don't want to repent and turn from their evil and wicked ways, history has a way of repeating itself. Amen. What we sow, we reap. What goes around comes around. Amen. What you do unto others, it will come back unto you. And especially if we don't look to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So we just going to come to dialogue from this place this morning as we deal with this word the Lord has dropped in my spirit. And Dr. Wilkes, you and Overseer Piggott, y'all was all in it yesterday. And I certainly thank God for, amen, knowing that when I hear the word of God and when I hear people dialoguing for what God has given them, we know that we are in the same frequency. We know that we're on the same channel. And we know that we are in covenant in the kingdom of God, because I believe that God will release the same thing unto his children, but I know it comes in similarity, just like when you get the Gospels, you know, from Matthew to John, you know, we have what they call the Synoptic Gospels. They're similar in arrangement, but, they drive in the same purpose and meaning, especially when you're dealing with the Savior of the world. And this is where I believe that we get all of the great conflict and the confusion that comes when it comes to religion, because many people feel they don't need a Savior as long as they got God. But which God or do you have? That's to know and understand. Whose blood was shed for you have the right to salvation or the right to eternal life? Many people, you know, they have their doctrines and their belief, but I certainly thank God for being in a place to hear God and to know God for myself. Amen. It took some time, but I said, Lord, put me on the potter's wheel. Keep me there. Amen. So you can break me, you can shape me, you can mold me to become the vessel that you have called me to be in the earth realm, that I will open up my mouth and begin to speak and decree and declare for you, that I will not get your glory, but you will get the glory, and that whoever will have an ear to hear what your spirit has to say unto them, we'll know that you are the true and living God and that we're speaking from an accurate place, not from a place of confusion, but from an accurate place, bringing clarity of the word. And many people I have encountered on this journey and dialogue with them, whether it's from their background and their beliefs, concerning spirituality or concerning God or concerning the church or concerning denomination or whatever they want to call it, amen, if you just hear the dialogues of what people believe and what people stand on, it's okay. You have your opinion, I have mine. But we always know the truth always has the last say, amen. And I thank God for God being truth all by himself. He don't need no help, but he's truth all by himself. And that's why you see the things that are unfolding in the earth realm, people of God, because if God said it, guess what? He's going to back it up. So we're going to talk today from this word, prophetic promises to prophetic fulfillment. Prophetic promises to prophetic fulfillment. Now, this is what I want the believers to do, and those that will come into a place of knowing and understanding, this is what you need to do in this hour. Just push. Just push. The Lord reminded me of this again. You hear many people saying it. Amen, about pushing, pushing, pushing. We have to push through the oppositions. We have to push through the setbacks. We have to push through the conflict. We have to push through the struggles. We have to push through the problems. Everything that we encounter in this hour, we got to push through it no matter what. Somebody would say, who or how can a God allow his people to go through such persecution? I've been sharing with the people prophetically, amen, especially coming into 2023, about how God revealed to me that great persecution would come to the church. And people saying, how can this happen? Many people are already experiencing it, not through the pandemic, not just by that, but I'm telling you, people of God, this is why we got to guard our hearts and our minds so we will not be deceived, nor will we be shifted. Somebody said, how can that happen? Just like what you see going on in the Middle East, the conflict or going on over in Israel, or certain things that even that you don't get on the world news or on social media, there's some things that are going behind the scenes, different things that are unfolded in the earth realm. And One of the things as I begin to do my research and studies on certain things, I don't believe everything on social media or out on the internet or the World Wide Web. I go to God, amen, but I do still connect the dots. So in this, and I said, well, God, I said, many people have their eye on Israel, but you said we must keep our eye on the United States of America, because the United States of America is almost like the United States of America is a modern-day Israel. That's why everybody tried to come to the United States of America. We know that Israel is supposed to be the promised land. Amen. It's supposed to be God's chosen people. But, you know, Israel is a people, not a land. But the question that we ask, because many people would say, well, the Jews are the chosen people. Now, we ain't going too deep in that, because we're going to get to the word. I'm just building something to just open us up, to have us to think, to challenge us to think. Now, when it comes to people now, as being Gentiles, we ain't grappled with adopting into the kingdom of God when we give our life to the Lord. We now have the same, amen, we have the same benefits. That when you go into the Word of God and study the Word of God, and how many people will look at it as, you know, the Jews being God's people or God's chosen people. Many people say, well, God is a what's that word I want to use? He's when you have certain picks of so many words. But when you are adopted and grafted into the kingdom of God, people of God, you have it should change your mindset. It should change your view. Nobody's better than anybody, amen, but as a believer serving in the kingdom of God, you have to know who you are, amen, and who you serve. So I said, God, you said persecution will hit the United States of America and the churches. You said attack will come on America. I heard Prophetess Tracy, amen, what God revealed to her, amen, and I said, wow. I said, God, you're speaking to the prophets. The prophets are releasing the warnings of what they're seeing and what they're saying, not from a what I call pathetic place, or from a false place, but I'm talking about from an accurate place of what God is revealing. This is why we got to send out the 911, the warning. They already gave that to you on October the 4th. They gave you the emergency alert. The emergency alert went out, amen, to let you know that just in case a catastrophic event hit our nation or attack come on our nation, amen, they just want to make sure that the 911, the emergency alert works. So they'll let you know. Amen. You hear it on all platforms, social media, your cell phone, TV, radio, satellite. You will hear it. Amen. So they had to do a test run. So I said, Lord, I said, now you said that attack will come on the United States of America. Now you said America is one of the greatest countries, powerful country, but America has, amen, power has been weakened. Why? Because America has turned away from God. Not everybody in America, but America itself has turned away from the principles of God, opened the door up for the invaders that will come from the north. Mm-hmm. Open up the doors, amen, not for the believers to get in fear, but to get in faith and get in a posture of what? Prayer. To stay on your knees, to stay, keep your heart bowed, keep it before God. Somebody said, well, how can United States be infiltrated or United States will have an attack when we're so powerful? Let me show you, people of God. The Lord said it's inside. It's already inside. Amen. Just like 9/11, they was already here. Amen. So 9/11 took place. They trained them and they equipped them strategically to fly a plane into the Twin Towers. Amen. To have attack on Pentagon. Amen. To do what they have done. So strategically, doors already been opened up. Trying to send his warning to let us know he was putting up a wall. I was thinking it's from keeping, amen, the Latinos, the Mexican out. No. Amen, it's a sign. It's a code. You got to understand this. Many prophetic people have been speaking from this place. But because people sometimes get so religious or so comfortable where they at, feel like we okay, that God is going to protect us. He's going to protect us. Yes, he will. He was cover and shield us when we're in the right place and posture with him. But this is what we got to understand, people of God. When sin is in the camp, because a lot of people don't like to talk about sin and like to talk about pride and like to talk about selfish desires and things that get us in trouble. Amen. I always talk about that started from the garden and infiltrated. It tried to go into the wilderness, amen, to tempt our Savior. but it has infiltrated the church. The church, and this is why we have so much confusion and so much distraction and so much deception right in the church. It's why y'all see many people don't want church or want to go back to church. I explained that on many occasions, just talking to people outside of the church, why they don't want to go to church or come to church. It didn't take the pandemic to do that. Amen. People just had that in their mind and their heart because they what? Watch other believers. They watch people in general and what they do. I shared with the church on Thursday night. You on display. We've always been on display as believers and representation of the kingdom of God in the earth realm. That's why you got to understand prophetic promises to prophetic fulfillment and why you have to just push. I want to draw your attention. Wait a minute. Let me go back. Release this, what God began to reveal to me concerning America, and then we'll get to this word. Now, in this, we have to pray. We know we pray. America has to repent. People have been praying for America to repent from leadership on down, amen, to civilians. We have to repent. Just like the military powers, military is getting to a place they're getting frustrated, they're getting aggravated, and then they're manipulated and controlled by the systems of government, and leaving their families, and they're challenged with so many things that they see in war. And that's why they come back with PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome, and dealing with all of this stuff. And you have these war veterans, and a lot of them couldn't get the help and different things that they need from what? Our government. So this is why it's critical that we must continue to pray and intercede. I've been encouraging the prayer warriors to stand there, watch the prayer, and intercede. Amen, because your prayers and your words carry weight because God has what graced you, amen, to be able to stand your watch, to pray and intercede from this place. Because your prayers of intercession reroute demons. Let me say that again. Your prayers of intercession reroute demons. It also annihilates the kingdom of darkness, its plans, and its plots. So don't think that, amen, you being a prayer warrior, intercessor, a person that can go in and come against the kingdom of darkness. You carry weight in that area. Not everybody can do that. We're all called to pray, but not everybody can go in and go into warfare, amen, to face demonic activity or strongholds, just like when Daniel prayed, amen, the prince of Persia, amen, the angel was up there. They was up there, amen, it was in war in the heavens. It's still happening today, people of God. So that's why many people prayers, amen, are sometimes hindered, held up because of the principalities, because of the spiritual wickedness, because of what's going on in the heavenly. Amen. So we're going to talk from this place, dealing with America. Now, you got to understand the United States of America. Some people do, some people don't. We just feel like we live in the land of the free, home of the brave, all of this stuff that they sold us and given us. But when you come into a place with God, beloved, God will begin to open you up, begin to pour into you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding which bring forth revelation. Don't let the religious sect tell you that God ain't releasing no revelation. Yes, he is. He's releasing revelation. They claim that when the canon was closed, theologians and scholars, amen, your denomination and their doctrine will tell you that when the canon was closed, we no longer need apostles and prophets. God quit speaking. Amen. Come on, God never quit speaking. God is always speaking. You just have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. That's you as a believer, not the four walls of your building, your denomination, or your doctrine. No, God is always speaking, people of God. You just got to hear. And he's doing something new. It's nothing new in the term with God, but he's doing something new, just like he give us a new day. Today, many of you got up this morning. You look outside. Amen. It might be still a little dark in some region, in some states, or your time zone, but he's giving you a new day you got up in. You've never seen this day before, but that's a revelation for you to know, amen, this is a new day. As I always say, some days look similar when the sun come out or it's raining and cloudy on the outside or snowing in some regions or wherever they're at in their time zone. It's still a new day. You got up in it. Amen. Many people, you know, I come across, especially coworkers, they say, man, be talking about their day. Amen. And be and murmuring and complaining. I say, today is a good day. And they say, well, why? I say, you got up, didn't you? Breathing, you're living. You got up. Somebody didn't get up. Somebody didn't make it to see this day. Somebody laying on their bed of affliction. They're hoping and believing that they will get up moving around like you. So you murmuring and complaining that you don't want to come to work, or you just tired of the day. Come on. I understand a lot of people are ignorant. But at the same time, we got to come into a place of knowing and understanding. All right, we're going to get into this word. We always say you can engage the sound or you can reject the sound. What's that? The sound of God. Because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? That gives us, amen, faith to believe, faith to trust, to put our hope in God. Anything, even in the midst of chaotic times, confused times, God is still in control. You have to know that. Even what's going on over in Israel, in the Middle East, God is still in control. And guess what? History will repeat itself. The scriptures, especially from the book of Jeremiah. And I say, wow, Jeremiah, we know that in the Hebrew, Jeremiah, his name is Yemayahu. Exalt, God will raise. God is high. See, when we understand that, amen, and then we have the 52 books or chapters of Jeremiah. You have to understand the 52 weeks of the year on the Gregorian calendar. See, many things are coded. Amen. So when they gave us the Gregorian calendar, y'all know that many people, now many prophetic people know this. I believe you should know this, that most of the time when you see things in life, life itself in the natural physical aspects of life, a lot of stuff is taken from things that connect to God, because God is the creator of all things. And when you see certain things, it's really been taken from the creation of God. They just twisted it. So we get the 52 weeks of the year, and then when you get the five chapters of Lamentation with Jeremiah wrote, where he was lamenting, crying for Israel. He meant to repent and turn back to God. And the same thing, we have the number grace that God has given us. So we know five is symbolic, a representation of grace. And God has given us grace, especially in this time and season that we're in as God's people, being again adopted and grafted into the kingdom of God, amen, when we give our life to him, because we would want ostracize the outside as Gentiles, unbelievers, not knowing, amen, that God gave his life for us too, gave us the right, amen, when we repent and turn to him. Not our will, let his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So when we understand that and what we see, man, it's sad to see babies and women's being raped and babies being decapitated and people, or whether they're being blown up, children, innocent people dying because of people that will not repent, or people that live in a certain life before God or calling on other gods, which create what we call idolatry or what we call serving Balaam or other gods that turn from the true and living God, that will create, amen, what I call catastrophic events or calamity in the land. Why many people got impacted and affected by certain things because the sins of other people. I mean, we felt the wave of certain things. Even though we pray, we live right before God, we try to live holy, we try to do this, and we try to do that. But at the same time, because sin is in the camp, when sin is in the camp, camp can be in a nation. Camp can be in a world. Camp can be in a house. Camp can be in a city. Camp can be camp can be in a region. So when leadership, when it comes to leadership, because everything on leadership rises and falls. So if a leadership is wicked and evil and is leading a people or a nation or a country, even though we say, well, that ain't my leadership, but they still leading the nation and the country that you're in, that's your leadership. So when that's there, people of God, we will feel or experience the after effect. That's why many of us are looking at in America the after effect of inflation, and some places where famine has hit because people can't get certain things because wicked and evil leaders are in place. The Bible simply says when wicked is in power, the people mourn. When the righteous in power, the people rejoice. So when we have that, especially from a dictatorship, we see that. That's even in some church, local assemblies and churches, denominations. People are struggling spiritually, struggling financially, or struggling relational. Struggling because of the leadership. And the leadership want to stand behind the sacred desk, their platforms, and speak from a place of what I call influence for them, for the kingdom. Let me get to this word. Amen. Prophet's touch. He said, when you have one touch from God, your life will never be the same. God touched my life one day, and that's why I can say from this place that when God touches your life will never be the same. When you have an encounter, an experience with God, your life will never be the same. As I always say, you cannot establish what you have not encountered. If you have not encountered God for yourself, because you can go based on mom, grandma, great-grandma and them religion, and what they believe, what they stand on. But until you have it for yourself, and that's what it took for me personally, I had to have an encounter with God for myself and come into a relationship with him for myself to understand what he was saying to me, even though he used other people. So he will use other people to place in your life. Thank God for Dr. LaRon Matthews. Thank God for Apostle Sandra Cornelius. Thank God for Douglas Cogdell and Prophet Deborah Cogdell. Thank God for the people of God that God has placed in my life, me and my wife's life, amen, to help us, amen, to mature, grow, develop, and come into the things of God, amen, so that we can be effective in the earth's realm for God's glory. Amen? All right. Let's go to Jeremiah. We're going to go to two passages of scriptures in Jeremiah, two chapters. I want to go to Jeremiah chapter number one, then we're going to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah chapter one. Amen. I'm going to come back to America. I ain't forgot America. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter one. I want to read verses four. I'm going to read this from the King James Version. Chapter one, verse number four. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Did God do the ordaining? God do the sanctifying. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, child, but thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Let's go over to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, we're going to start at verse number 10. Jeremiah 29, verse number 10. Read this from the New King James Version. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years, seated at Babylon, you and perform my good word and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thought, says the Lord, peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Many people can clear that, say that real good. Verse number 12. Call upon me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, not half of it, not some of the, all your heart. And by you, says the Lord, bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. Amen. We're going to stop right there. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, God, for the clarity, the understanding that even a child will be able to understand it. God, I thank you for releasing your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to bring a revelation, God, that we need in this hour and this season. Father, that you will navigate us in the earth realm by your spirit. Father, as I decrease this morning, you increase. As I get out of the way, God, you get in the way. Not my will, let your will be done. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your spirit will have free course, that you will meet the people of God where they at on today, even the backslider, even the ones that are hot between two opinions, even the ones that might be listening this morning, oh God, they don't have a relationship with you, but they have a desire to come to know you. God, that you will touch them right where they sit, right where they lay, right where they stand. Father, meet them at that place. God, that you will give them a measure of faith, even as you've given every man a measure of faith, that you will take them from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Father, I pray that there will be no backlash, no retaliation that will come out of this word today. Let the people incline their ears to hear. Hear what your spirit is saying in this hour, in this season. Not my words, and let it be your words. Let it fall on good grounds today, God, that you will nurture, cultivate it, that you will give the increase concerning their lives. Father, I decree and I declare it by faith. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are strength and our redeemer. Thank God. Amen. Prophetic promises to prophetic fulfillment. Just push. We see it, people of God, in the earth realm. As I always say, it don't take, amen, rocket scientist to figure out. As a believer, I believe we all see and know the things that unfolded in the earth realm. Just as Jesus was teaching in Matthew chapter 24 concerning the end times, the last days, amen, he explained to his disciples when they asked him a question, what are the signs of his coming? And Jesus gave them one powerful word. He said, let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. And then he began to go down and explain to them the things that will unfold. He said, earthquakes in dire places. We see it. Or we just heard about an earthquake, amen, hit just recently, amen, outside of Alaska and on the waters of Russia, amen, where they gave the United States, amen, a tsunami warning. Amen. Earthquakes been hidden for decades, centuries. We understand that. Those are the signs. Amen. He said wars and rumors of wars. Wars are going all over the land. You got all types of wars, conflict, amen, in the Middle East. You got wars right here in the United States of America, spiritual, civil wars. You got racial wars. You got all these different wars, even in our own community. People of God, just as even as we got what they call militants, they call the Hamas and militant groups, we got them right here in the United States of America, amen, whether it's gangs, mafia, or through racism, black, white, Hispanics, whatever, it's right here in our own backyard, amen. So these things, amen, they're not new to God. They're not strange to God. They're not foreign to God. They might be to us because we as a people may not be paying attention, or we may not be in a place of understanding. Bible simply teaches us, amen, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And all thy getting, get understanding. You have to understand from a, somebody say, well, why to say prophetic promises when we know God promises are yes and amen? Amen. Because God spoke it. Dr. Whitman talked about it yesterday. I thought Dr. Whitman was going to go there, man, when she talked about everything refrained from the mouth of God. He spoke it. So it was prophetic. So anytime you deal with God, and it's prophetic, because when God speak it, beloved, you can rest assured it's coming to pass. So it's prophetic all by itself. So this is why the prophetic people have to be careful, amen, what they're speaking, what they're decreeing, they're declaring. They have to make sure it's from God. So we will not be declared as false prophets. False prophets, amen, have messed people up over centuries and decades. Amen. This is why you see many people about to lose their mind now. I'm talking about from an influential place. Amen. These are people that had the flat platform. They had the influence, amen, to influence people. I tell people now, amen, nobody should be with social media platforms. We have the World Wide Web. We have all of these things. We have the Word of God. We have all of these things that are given to us, which back in those days, many people didn't have the technology and different things that we have today. Amen. So many people are without excuse now. Even when they said, when they open up the Bible, they go in to read or study the Bible, they don't understand it. We are without excuse because the Holy Spirit will bring all things back to our remembrance. As is, amen. You willing to know what it means? That's the question that we have to ask ourselves. Amen? So, promises to prophetic fulfillment, just push. prophetically describing or predicting what will happen in the future. Now, we know as believers, God promises, or yes and amen. Many people are not experiencing God's promises because something has hindered or blocked them for tapping into the promises of God. That's why they don't see the prophetic fulfillment. So this is where, amen, prophetic people have to come in to decode what has been coded to release it to the people, whether they teach and training or equipping them to bring them into a place of understanding so they can grab hold to the fulfillment. Time you come into a place in your life to understand the God you serve, God you live for, you will always stand. When he promised something, you can rest assured he will bring it to pass. When God makes a promise, it becomes a covenant. Let me say that again. When God makes a promise, it becomes a covenant. Just as he made it to Israel, now makes it to every believer. God now gives a new covenant. It must become personal. So I said, you got to make it personal. You and God, not religion, not from doctrine or from denomination, affiliation, and association, because many people are reared up on that. Personal place, many people are reared up on that. But I'm talking about personally. God, nobody else. Just you and God making it personal so God can begin to reveal to you, to bring you into a place of understanding that you will begin to fulfill the prophetic promises that he has for your life. Jeremiah 29 and verse 31, he said, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke. Covenant they broke. Though I was a husband to them, says the Lord, but here's the peace, beloved. 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds. I will share with the people on Thursday night. Something about that mind. The mind is a major piece, amen, for the believer in the body of Christ. And he said, I will write it on their heart. For what's in your mind, when it gets in your heart, it can become contaminated. Amen. He said, I will be their God and they shall be my people. Beloved, once God has spoken that word, here's the peace. It requires a response. Many of the people in the body of Christ do not experience the promises or the fulfillment. They reject the plan of God in their lives. They don't know that God has a plan for their lives. The plan that God has, because you can look at all of us been there, those that are believers before we came into our relationship with the Lord, accepting salvation, amen, we didn't have a clue. We might saw other people living for God. We might saw other people talking about God, but we was living our what many people call the American dream. We were doing our own thing, amen. We didn't even have a heart or a desire to want to serve God or live for God. But until we came into that place with God, come to understand who we will become in God in our relationship with him, that was the only way that we can now understand that God has promises for us, not promises that were made by man because they are made to be broken, promises that were made by your boss, your job, your career, they're made to be broken. Promise that were made by the government, amen, or some influential person, those promises are made to be broken. But God promises are covenant. They are eternal, so they cannot be broken. The only way they can be broken if you break them. Israel, forefathers, how they broke the covenant, new covenant with them, just like he has a new covenant with us, how he gave us a new covenant, the New Testament that we're in today. Certainly thank God again for grace and mercy. Amen. Because we wouldn't be able to deal with some of the things that the priests and all of them went in, amen, every year for the people's sin. But we know that Jesus Christ became the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of humanity, that all we got to do now is repent, take up our cross, and follow him. Amen. So when you understand that, beloved, you'll understand the push. Just push. Somebody say just push. So when you understand prophetic promises, all it is saying is when God promised something, it's spiritual, guaranteed that it will happen. You look at the word prophetic fulfillment, or the two words, prophetic fulfillment, you got to understand when he spoke it, needed it. I believe Apostle Paul said in Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this very thing, he that begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of what? Jesus Christ. Brings you into identity, kingdom believers. This brings you into that place. He said, I will put my law in their mind and write it on their heart. And I will be their God and they shall be my people. God has spoken it, people of God. You can rest assured he's going to bring it to pass. It's for you as a believer. Promise for you for being in the kingdom of God. We don't reject what God is saying. This is why I tell people, I remind the people that you can reject the sound of God or you can engage the sound of God. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Not the four walls of the building, but us as believers. We hear when prophetic men and women of God or men and women of God in general is releasing the word of the Lord, whether it's from Logos or whether it's from Kairos, a rhema place, then we have to train our ear to hear. 80% of the people that sit in pews around the world, they only can contain so much. They hear certain things. Amen. So a lot of stuff don't resonate in their heart. So that's why they can't carry out the plan that God has for their lives, that they will come into a place, amen, of purpose and fulfillment. Amen.
I'll make sure y'all hear me. Hallelujah. Okay.
All right. Can you hear me? Let me know, prophetess. Hallelujah. All right. Here it is. If you never come to know for your life, a purpose for your life, you must be empowered, enlightened, and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit can only for your life. No man, no woman can do that. People put many people up on pedestals and thinking that they're doing it. You got to recognize, don't give honor where honor's due. Thank God for powerful kingdom leaders, men and women of God in the earth realm that God is using. That's why you got to understand the God in them. God in them. So that when God used them powerfully, amen, that they're not taking God's glory. God proved that in 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. Some people still not getting it. They wanted to take God's glory. He told you the way it came down through many leaders off the scene. Walked away because he couldn't handle the pressure. Handle what was going on in the earth realm. But, beloved, when you push, you have to know, receiving the promises of God, and you're walking in the fulfillment that he's established for us in the earth realm. Now, we know the by and by that's going to come if we live right, if we live holy. We're going to exit and we're going to get there, but God wants us to bring it into the earth realm so his plan can be fulfilled in the earth realm. Come into the earth. Amen? Us to do that. Oh, an urgency to push into the plan, the purpose, and the promises the Lord has established for your life.
Beloved, God is so powerful and strategic. He gave us an entrance plan. Let me say this. He gave us an entrance plan. Salvation through his son, Yeshua. He gave us an escape plan by his spirit. Oh, glory. Let me say it again. He gave us an entrance plan to salvation through his son, Yeshua. That's Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Then he gave us an escape plan by his spirit. The enemy comes in like a flood. The spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them. The Lord says, according to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure. Here's the piece, beloved. God knows all, he sees all, and he speaks to all. Your assignment and responsibility as a believer is to obey. My God, let me say that again. Your assignment and your responsibility as a believer is to obey. Many people don't like that word, amen, because they feel like it's manipulative and it's controlling. Amen. Especially from a marital standpoint, but you got to understand the covenant of God. When you understand the covenant of God, you will understand the promises of God, amen, and the prophetic fulfillment that God has for our lives. That's why it's important that you push, my God. So that's why it's your duty, amen, it's your role, your responsibility in the earth realm. Because I always remind the people, Christ ain't coming back off the right hand of the Father to come to do what God already mandated and signed for us to do in the earth realm. He's already given us the tools. He's given us everything necessary, amen, to do in the earth realm, just like he did in Jeremiah in them day, as Jeremiah lamented, amen, cried out for the people to repent, turn from the evil, turn from the wicked ways, and turn back to God. Same today. God don't change. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's just using different vessels in this time, in this season, in this hour that we're in. So, beloved, your obedience is always a down payment for your blessing. It's a down payment for your breakthrough and your breakout. People of God, prophetic fulfillment. God is not concerned or moved by your problems, things. He's only moved by the plan and the purpose he has for your life. Just like he said in Jeremiah concerning the people of Israel. Jeremiah 29:11, God already knows the plan that he has for our lives. He strategically knows the plan, even before your mom and daddy came together with the egg and the seed. He already knew the plan. Many people thought that you was a mishap. Many people thought that, amen, you weren't supposed to be here. You were supposed to be here for this time. So that when God uses you, open up your mouth. You don't have to be a prophet. You just need the prophet in you. That's God. When he's in you, people of God, you can speak from that place. You can speak from an accurate place. You can use God's word to remind, amen, that God is still God. That when you open up your mouth and cry out, whether for your family, cry out for a city, cry out for a region, cry out for a state, cry out for a nation. Many people crying out for Israel, but who's crying out for the body of believers? It's called the religion denomination. Internal. External. But who's looking internal? What's going on internal? It's in the house. So when you understand it from this place, that's why Jeremiah was crying out. He saw what Judah, he saw what Jerusalem, he saw what they were doing. We're in the kingdom of God as believers. You understand, amen, the plan of God. You got to understand that a prophetic word is a seed to life. A prophetic word is a seed to life. It's a seed. The prophet releases it. That's why many people don't ever see the fulfillment. They get many prophecies, and it seems like the prophecy lay dormant. You've been prophesying the same old word by different prophets, or prophetess, amen, year after year after year. But because you have not responded to the prophecy, all Israel had to do was respond to the prophecy. So God was going to already deliver them from out of Babylon, just like he did our people. He delivered them from out of slavery. Amen. And that's why our culture, these young people out here don't understand, amen, where our people came from. So today out there killing each other in the street, militant, amen, whether it's in gangs, amen, or whether through racism, again, amen. This is how so many people are blinded, invaders. They'll come in and invade your property, invade your home. Amen. Come in and rape your women or rape men now. They don't care. My prophetic people have to rise to the occasion, because you have to release the prophetic word, not from what your denomination said, what God said. It is a seed to life. It gives life. It is in a womb. My mother-in-law, we were having a dialogue about my nephew and his wife having a baby, and my daughter having babies, and she was saying, she told my nephew to speak to the baby while the baby was in the womb. We know the mother talks to the baby, it's in the womb. Mothers can do that. But she told him to talk to the baby. And so when the baby was born, we was looking at pictures how the baby was holding on to his finger, how the baby realized that what? The energy was in the womb, the frequency was what? Coming from the father, heard the father's voice. The baby recognized that voice, recognized the voice of God. Recognize the voice of their father. That's why prophecy is like a baby. You don't want to miss your prophetic conception, people of God. You miss the prophetic promises to prophetic fulfillment. This is why you got to push. Prophetic word a believer receives is for an appointed time. Every prophetic word a believer receives is for an appointed time. That's why you got to know the time and season you're in. In Kairos, I'm with God. I'm on his time. With his no time with God. He's eternal. So when you understand that, you won't be waited on Chronos, amen, which is a time schedule. And certain things that are happening unfold, it was already in God's timing that Hamas was going to come against Israel. It was already in God's timing that conflict was going to come into the Middle East. Amen. Even though when the enemy is behind it, God still knows. Do you think God sleep, people of God? No. People are asleep. God ain't sleep. He never slumbered nor sleep. So he knows everything, amen, that the enemy is up to, and he knows everything that his people is up to. He's just trying to point his people in the plan. Put us in the plan, but he want to point us to the plan. So when we get in the plan of God, we will understand word that we receive is for an appointed time. Season changes. It's like seasons are changing now, people of God. Amen. If you're ready to get cold, so you're dressing for the occasion. You're dressing for the season. So this is why you got to understand in God's timing. You understand it, beloved. No, we wasn't back in Jeremiah's day, but history repeats itself. It's almost like, amen, verbatim. When you study the book of Jeremiah, look where Israel is at today. Something happened. See, a lot of people viewing it from outside. They're not viewing it from inside. You don't know what Israel were doing, amen, for God to allow the militant group or allow the enemy to come in. Because he already said the enemy was going to come against God's people. Now, is this the people, amen, that many are saying that God's chosen people just because they live in Israel, just because they look a certain way? Come on, beloved. You got to get in a place with God to know. It's all about the kingdom of God. To understand, I don't care what bloodline you were birthed from, beloved, you can cancel the tainted bloodline. That's why he said, amen, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether it be the gods on the other side of the flood, the Amorites or all the other ites, or will you serve the God, amen, today, in this hour, this season, the true and living God, that you will come into a place that you won't have to go through what mama went through, what daddy went through, what great-grandma went through, what great-granddaddy went through, what your ancestors and the bloodline went through. Don't you know you have the power and the authority to root up, to root out, amen, those things that come try to come down to your bloodline, amen, to sabotage the plan, the promise that God has for your life? That. every prophetic word a believer receives for an appointed time. An appointed time is now. Even when a prophetic word comes, it brings divine order. Oh, I said it again. When a prophetic word comes, it brings divine order. Whatever God spoke out of his mouth, beloved, it was in divine order. Oh, everything was in sequence. He spoke it was in alignment. When he created man and woman, it was in order, it was in alignment. The reason why we see a lot of stuff out of order and out of alignment, amen, because God didn't speak it. It came from an illegal sound. And this is why you see illegal activity, beloved, happening in an earth realm. So God is allowing it. Many people ask me the question, why God allowed this, why God allowing that? I always ask the question, have you examined the heart? Have you examined the mind? What's in it? And evil is in it, guess what? You're going to see the calamity. This is why calamities in a lot of relationships, calamities in a lot of ministries, calamities in a lot of cities, communities, and nations. I know people don't like this talk. They like to hear the good stuff. Apostles just like Jeremiah, I come to lament. I come to share from this place, amen, the reason why things are unfolding and happening in the earth realm. If it's good, guess what? The fulfillment is going to be good. If it's bad, guess what? The fulfillment is going to be bad. The Bible said in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also. The nature of God. Don't return back to him void. Just like it was in Jeremiah's day, it did not return back void. Our day, God's word is not going to return back to him void. So if a people do not repent for a revival to take place spiritually, not from what we call a fall revival or harvest revival or spring revival. No, that's traditional. What we talking about from a place from the kingdom of God that we will understand the revival starts in us. To create God's glory in the earth realm, that souls will be healed, delivered, and set free. Somebody will hear the voice of God. Too many people hearing other people's voices. People are saying what they want to say, and it ain't what God is releasing. That's why he said they were false prophets, false apostles. I believe John was writing concerning Revelation, and he dealt with the seven churches, and he began to talk about how, amen, Revelation 3 and 7, where he was talking about those ones that call themselves Jews, amen, and sitting in the synagogue of Satan. A lot of people are sitting in the synagogue of Satan, themselves this and calling themselves that, but it ain't God. He said they are liars. They are liars. A lot of people are liars. Ooh, somebody, how can you say that out of your mouth? I didn't say it. God said it. They are liars. From the old to the new, they are liars. So this is why we got to be careful what we speak out of our mouth, because what's in the heart will come out. Liars. Liars and cheaters won't get into the kingdom of God. So this is why we see calamity in the earth realm. So America has to repent. On down. We have to repent, and whatever God you want to believe in, you have the right to serve whatever God you want to serve. Amen. But at the same time, you got to understand the consequence that's going to come, amen, by you serving what God you serve. Amen. Balaam ain't got up. Muhammad ain't got up. Amen. A whole lot of gods ain't got up. You call on your God. Your God has not answered in the midst of calamity, in the midst of catastrophic events, in the midst. Now, I believe, people of God, for the prayers of the righteous, they avail much, according to the word of God, that when we cry out to God from a pure place, from a pure heart, that God hears our cry. He sees our tears. And guess what? The prophetic promises, the prophetic fulfillment will come forth. Why? Because we push. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. She needed something. She broke protocol. Amen. We ain't talking about breaking protocol, amen, out of the will of God. But when you know you need something, you're not supposed to be out in public. Amen. Because she will contaminate. She will contaminate people. That's against their law. Amen. You weren't supposed to be out in the public bleeding like this. But you done went through all of the physicians. All that you got now, you ain't got nothing. You still bleeding. tell somebody, just push. She pushed, because when you understand push, you're just pressing. A woman pressed. She pressed. It's something about a woman when she presses, she pushes. Now, I ain't had, I never had a baby, but I've seen them on TV, and I heard stories from different loved ones. My wife, different ones talk about when a woman pushes, she's pushing for a promise. She birthing. She birthing because that baby is coming out, whether they have one, two, three, four. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, you got to push it out in this hour, this season. You got to push so you can get into the prophetic promises and the prophetic fulfillment that God has for your life. Spiritually, metaphorically, we're speaking from this place, amen, concerning Jeremiah's day, bring you up to this present day. We're in it. We're in it. You see everything, again, the conflict, the confusion, the attacks. You see all the different things. We hate to see different things happen, amen, to people, especially innocent people, young little children. You know, sometimes children are presented as sacrifices when you go into the dark world. Amen? People play on your innocence. But this hour, you got to push, and you got to nurture what God has given you. My God, you got to nurture, because I believe a mother, when she pushed, sometimes I see, amen, on TV when a mother pushed because she had gone through so much pain, she didn't want to hold the baby right then. She was in so much pain or agony, or whether she was upset with the man for giving her a baby, amen, and so she, when she pushed the baby out, because, you know, some women get raped, you understand that? Amen, and they're trying to get women to have their babies or whatever, this and that. To me, that's a free will choice. Amen. That's up to you and God. Amen. There should not be laws that manipulate and try to control your body, but that's between you and God. Amen. But at the same time, I believe a mother, an authentic mother, true mother, will nurture, amen, the promise. She will nurture. She will hold on to it. She will be wanting to rub on it and kiss on it, whether still fluid on it, still blood on it. She'll still want to nurture and hold on to that baby, because that's a promise. So that's why the babies that are in you, you got to push them forth. You got to birth. Birth it, beloved. Birth it in this hour. Don't let the enemy hinder you in this hour. Don't let the enemy put you in a place, amen, of what we call aborting the promises that God has for your life, aborting the purpose, aborting, amen, the power, aborting everything that God has put into your life. Don't allow the enemy to do that. That's his assignment, to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's doing a good job of not giving him props or credit, but he's doing it because of what? Many believers allowing him to do it. The world is allowing him to do it. The power and the authority, that's the piece. Many believers don't understand or recognize the power and the authority that they possess. In order to understand the prophetic, see the prophetic fulfillment. That's why it's so imperative to understand. God already knew Jeremiah in his mother's womb. Throughout the book of Jeremiah, God began to give him a word for the people. And God is giving men and women of God a word for the people in this hour, in this season. In this season, many people have leaders, and leaders give them a word from the Lord, or whether they teach and training and equipping them, and they go outside and get another word, a legal word, a sound, and then they shift to do their own thing. Isn't that sad? Y'all, many of you may not be leaders, but many leaders experience this. They're going through this. And you're like, wait a minute, I just told this person this. I just dealt with this person about this. God just revealed to me, and I revealed it to them. Now they go outside based upon, now you under my leadership. Outside of the word. You go outside of the house to do your own thing to get another word, a legal word. And that's why all of the chaos, all of the hell is breaking loose. Now you bring war from my was reaping. He had a desire for the people of God. Turn their hearts to God. What's necessary? Serve God. People of God, we're in that hour. That's why you see history repeating itself. We don't know what goes on over in Jerusalem. People want to get there. You better be holy in this hour. You better be holy in this hour. To you, you are walking the picture. Your life, the holiness and the righteousness of God in you. Amen? So that they can be drawn. God's spirit can draw them. Draw them to salvation that they can live for the Lord. That we can begin to what now? Multiply in the earth realm for the glory of God. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God on today. A prophetic fulfillment. Just push. woman with the issue of blood, she got her breakthrough. She got her healing. Why? Because she touched the right physician. Somebody need to touch the right physician in this hour. You've been touching the wrong physician. They've been medicating you. They gave you a prognosis for a diagnosis and told you you got 6 months to live. The devil is a liar. God has the last say. He has the last report. Well, who report will you believe? He's a chief physician. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's a healer. He can heal the land. He can heal the people. Repent and turn our heart back to God. Come on, America, you better wake up. I keep telling people of God, America better wake up. The church better wake up. When I say wake up, spiritually wake up. Amen. Because what is coming into the earth realm, the church ain't ready for it. Just like they weren't ready for the pandemic, they ain't ready for what's coming next. Now, I'm speaking from a prophetic place, not from my opinion, not from my feelings, my emotions. I'm speaking for what thus says the Lord, what God is revealing. It's already in the word. He said how men will become in the last day, lovers of themselves, prideful. But lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God. We see that. He said a great falling away. We see that. The love of many waxing cold. We see it. It's prophetic fulfillment. When you see your loved one walk away from church and walk away from God, don't be ecstatic. It's all out, bent out of shape. Just know it's God's word said it, and God is speaking it expressly to his sons and daughters. God bless you and today. Amen. The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Amen. Minister, we'll take announcement or whatever you have, commercial, and we'll come back to open the lines up. All right. I guess we're going back to sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Dr. Wilkes, do we have any announcements or anything over there? All right. Amen. Everybody go back to sleep. Hallelujah. God be the glory. Amen. That's what we've been talking about. It ain't funny, but my God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. I guess we'll go to the conference line. Amen. I don't believe nobody. Anybody on the blog side over there? We have Dr. Matthew. You on, sir?
No, sir. I don't have any answers. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, bless the Lord. Bless you, my God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Darlene. I just wanted to say I'm not sleeping. I'm listening to every word, Apostle. And it was very powerful and profound, and I received the word on today.
Bless you, Word of God. Thank you for tuning in.
Amen.
My line is open, getting the echoing in the background. Amen.
Phenomenal morning to you, Apostle. This was fire confirmation. I just shared with our group yesterday about it's time to give birth and you need to push. God has given you authority to stand and proclaim the gospel in this season. Also, we thank you, Lord, for confirming I'm in the vein and I ain't no lying prophet. So thank you. I'm right here. I was saying in the background, you better preach because you were prophesying and preaching. I received the word. I said this apostolic alarm is going off, and I hope they getting it. But I'm wide awake. I'm up.
All right. God bless you, woman of God. You in that vein, you in that flow. See, when you connect to the man of God and to this conference line, we all should be in that same frequency. Amen, releasing what the Lord is saying. So that's how God speaks to us and deal with us from that place. So we know that we are in that same frequency, that same flow. Amen, we don't deviate from that because we know we hear the voice of God. So woman of God, bless you. Amen, to God be the glory. Thank God for what he's doing over there in San Antonio, Texas. Some powerful, powerful things happening for the people of God. People of God just have to grab hold to it. Grab hold to it. My God, bless you on today, Prophetess Tina. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anyone else?
Blessings to you, Apostle, this morning.
To God.
This is Benita Sanders. I appreciate you, man of God. It's good to hear your voice. The Lord woke me up this morning. I'm at work early, and I was just being in this place that I work in. I see it every day. I'm here with veterans, and so every room I go in, I see the stuff that's happening, because it takes us back to a place. And you would think you spoke on PTSD, you spoke on various things, even the place of pushing, as Hezekiah said when Sennacherib was railing against the Most High. He said, this is a day of blasphemy. This is a day of reproach. He said, the children have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring forth.
Come on.
And that is exactly where we are at. When I saw the, let's say this, I'm a Desert Storm veteran, and I remember being in the Middle East running in the desert. You know, we have to do PT on our own time when you're in wartime. And I remember running around in the desert, and the father was 18 years old. The Lord he took me from my father's house. I had two other brothers that was in the military. He took me from my father's house and sent me to war. And now I understand it. I understand, man of God, exactly what you're saying. For the father to bring me back to the VA, and to be able to speak to you. One of your messages, I remember a few months back, you spoke on artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And, man of God, I got to say this really quick, because I'm supposed to get on on the prayer line and close the prayer. But I have to say these things to you really quick this morning, because the Lord woke me up and said, listen to Apostle. You need to hear what he's saying. And I was, the chief of staff here came to me and said, well, she says, Chaplain, I need you to be in, I will let you know, but I need you to be in on a call concerning artificial intelligence. I was just blown away. I was like, are you serious? And AI just didn't start today. It was back in,
right.
Back in the Bible. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord reminded me of this when Israel was bombed. He said, remember Elisha. And Elisha, remember back in the scripture, man of God, where the father told Elisha to anoint Asahel king. King Ben-Hadad was sick. And he sent word by his servant Hazael. He said, go ask the man of the prophet of the Lord, will I get well? And the Lord reminded me of this scripture, just brought tears to my eyes when I looked at Israel and heard about the babies and the women, different things that are happening about the religious places that are being desecrated. And the Lord took me back to the scripture, and he had Elisha to go and anoint kings, and Elijah. Anoint kings all over, not just in Israel, in other countries, in heathen countries. And he had him to anoint Hazael king. But when he did that, Elisha started weeping, and he said, oh, my father, why are you weeping? Elisha said to him, I see what you're about to do. He says, you're going to rip up. You're going to kill the sons of Israel and Judah, and you're going to rip up the women with babies. And the Lord reminded me of that scripture. When he went back, he said, oh, my father, what do you think? I'm some dead dog. He said, I see what you're going to do, and look at the leadership, not just there, but here. Look at the leadership. I see dark things even where I am working now. The leadership is horrible, and it trickles down to the least, to the workers, to janitorial. It trickles down to the CNAs. It trickles down. The leadership is bad, and it's even in our churches. And you said it so clear. If we're not praying for the body of Christ, we pray for other countries. We're praying for other countries, but we're not praying for each other. Then the Lord reminded me, he says, look at what he did. When Hazael went back to Ben-Hadad, he took a wet cloth and covered the man's mouth, covered the king's mouth and became king that very night. Awesome word. I receive it. I'm asking you as a prophet of the Lord, there are some places that the Father has put me in my own family as well as in my own job-wise, and I want to stay. The word clearly states, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. What the law could not do, he sent his only son in sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh and he gave us a new covenant through Jesus Christ. I just thank God for the word. I receive it. The word of God is being fulfilled in our eyes. I don't want to be that prophet or that woman of God, man. I don't want to be that is in the way of others. We have to see, and we got to push. We got to push. So blessings to you this morning, man of God. Just if you could just give me a word of prayer really quick, I would appreciate it because I want to stay focused. There's much that the Father is calling me to do. I'm standing in a hidden place. I'm not trying to make myself seen. I want to be hidden, God. The word says, what you do in secret, him seeing you in secret, he'll reward you openly. Blessings to you this morning.
Amen. Bless you as well, woman of God. Powerful place to be in, and that is so true. We're definitely touching and we'll pray with you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the woman of God on today. We thank you for allowing her to tune in to hear what you have to say on today to the people. Father, we ask you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, you understand the assignment, the mandate, the call that you have placed in and upon her life. Father, I pray a hedge of protection around her that no weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper. We come against every backlash, every retaliation, every attack of the enemy, even whether it's in family or ministry. God, we come against it now. We root it up. We cast it out now. It's destroyed. Father, we thank you, God, that you're calling her forth for a time such as this, God, that you allow her to be on the wall, the clarion call, God, that shall be released out of her mouth. For out of her mouth shall flow rivers of living waters. God, I decree and I declare it by faith on today. God, continue to pour in, God, download, deposit wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from you. We come against the assignment of the enemy now. Father, we decree and declare it by faith. Even in the job, God, that you have placed into her hand. God, even as she deal with those, God, that she see lay dormant. Father, allow her, God, to speak a healing word into their mind, into their heart, into their lives. Father, I thank you for the atmosphere. Oh, God, even as she carry your presence, God, will come conducive to your spirit. Father, I decree and I declare it by faith today that it is so. Hey, many dreams you shall have, woman of God. Many dreams you shall have, and God is going to allow the dreams to come into fruition. He's going to give you clarity for understanding these dreams. These dreams are going to be so powerful. It's going to seem like it's crazy to others, but God is going to bring you into a place of understanding. You're going to understand the dreams so clear, especially when you begin to open up your mouth and declare what thus says the Lord to you. Now, here's the piece, woman of God. This is what I hear the Lord say. Even as you're in silent, even as you're in the secret place, as you hear the voice of God, let it be the timing of God when you open up your mouth to speak, when you open up your mouth to move. God said, let it be all him. When it be all him, God said, that's when you're going to see the breakthrough, the breakout, amen, and the deliverance that will come forth out of your mouth. Hear the Lord. Hallelujah.
Man of God, I had a dream about 6 weeks ago, maybe 8. And I'm a hospice chaplain as well as a chaplain on other floors today. You know, it's only a skeleton crew. It's on Saturday, so we have to go all over the VA. And the Lord showed me, he says, that you're going to see patients leave this one floor. And they'll come to the hospice facility where you are. And that's exactly what has been happening. They will leave and go home with the diagnosis of death. The past month and a half, I've had three dreams concerning my mother just on Sunday. And the Father has been, I'm just speechless. I received the word. I have to go, but blessings to you all, my family on the prophetic line. God blessings to you, my brother, as well. Blessings to you all. Prophetess, blessings to you all.
Amen. God bless you as well. Amen. I want to say this. I know the woman God had to go, but I want to say this, people, God, both of those listening in. I know I didn't share it earlier, but especially when it comes to leadership and the leadership that we have in this nation, this country. I thought it was kind of strange, ironic, but I said, no, God will point you to this, especially prophets. That's why I said prophets, prophetic people have to follow current events. We have to stay in tune because a lot of what we see has to do with Bible prophecy. So I said, now, I said, God, I was reading an article now. I said, why would President Joe Biden, why would he give Iran $6 billion? Iran now. I understand that. I go a little deeper than that. And I say Iran support Hamas. And Hamas is coming against the Jews or Israel. But then Biden takes a trip over to Israel on Wednesday. See, a lot of stuff, people of God, when leadership, see, Biden, God's going to deal with him. Prime minister over in Israel, God's going to deal with him. I'm telling y'all, people, y'all going to see some things. It's almost going to blow a lot of people's minds. But that's why I say you got to really pray for America, what's coming on America. Pray, not from a place of fear, not to be afraid, but really pray. Pray that you won't be deceived. Pray that you won't be rooted up and moved. Some of your family members might. Some of your coworkers might. Some of the people you live around might because they don't know God. But you are the one. Just like woman of God said when she's at a job, people are going to be coming to you for answers. And God is going to put the answer in you. Things that are unfolding, that are fulfillment that's coming into the earth realm. Because a lot of people operate from fear. And when things like these things happen, like in the Middle East take place, just like when the pandemic took place, people get fearful. But the people of God should never be in a place of fear. God got us. God got us. Let me say this again. God got us. You just need the answer. And if you don't have the answer, then you will be just like them, running to and fro, being deceived, running to and fro, being deceived. Tell somebody, I'm not being deceived in this hour. Amen. So bless you. Amen. I thought it was kind of strange for Biden to send $6 billion over to Iran and then send so much money over to Ukraine. Here go America going up inflation, prices rising, and talking about the percentage. It's another word I want to use. The percentage is supposed to go up next year. We know sometime election time, war got to break out and all the different things got to take place. But it's all about that money. It's all about control. It's all about manipulating people. You got to understand this, people of God. But these things that are happening in the earth realm, they are prophetic. Bless you, woman of God. All right, come on in, woman of God.
God bless you, Apostle. I just want to say thank you for what you shared on today, and I'm thankful that we are in alignment with what God is doing in this hour and season so that people won't be ignorant of what's going on. And I'm thankful that I have an ear to hear what God is speaking to me so that when it is our time or my time to speak, it is in alignment with everyone else according, you know, what you're speaking, what others are speaking in regards to what God wants us to do in this season. And so thank you, Apostle, for what you shared on today. I was sitting here wanting to run because of the things that was said that we talked about yesterday, that me and Dr. Wilkes talked about yesterday, and to hear it on today is just, it's mind-blowing. So I just thank the Lord for the sensitivity that God has given you and the teaching that you have been teaching us over the past couple of years, and even as God used you in the prophetic, you know, the words that you are speaking, we know this coming straight from heaven and down, and he's downloaded into you so that people that are asleep can be awake. I just continue to pray that people will get awakened. I was in my, before we came on the line, I was praying And I was just grieved in my heart, and all I could do was just weep before the Lord, because there's so many people out there that don't know anything about what's going on. When you're on your job and people are just doing all kinds of stuff, just moving in and out of the stores and going about their business, they have no clue that something's about to take place. And so I thank you for what you shared. We have to open our mouths and say something to the people of God, even if it's a word of encouragement, just to open up or just to plant a seed so that people will know that God is real, that he is our salvation. He's the one that's going to keep us and sustain us. But if we keep our mouths closed, we will not, the people that or has already been praying for those individuals, God set a reason in our path. So it's up to us to open our mouths and say something. And if we don't, then we are looking at some casualties that's going to take place that should never take place, because we should be obedient to God in the first place. And so, Apostle, and then there was one other scripture, if I may share, if it's all right with you. It's in God was telling me about the clarion call. It is for us to know that in Joel chapter 1, verse 1 through 11, and everyone can read it on their own time, but this portion right here is what got me. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm in the holy mountains. Let the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. For it is at hand, the day of darkness and gloominess, and days of clouds and thickness, darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. And it says here, a people come great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them. Even for many successive generations, a fire devours before them, and behind them the flames burn, and the land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them there's the desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like an appearance of the horses, and like swift steed. So they run with a noise like a chariot over the mountaintops. They leap like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people set in the battle array. So I'm going to read down further where the Lord has also said, he said, down here it says, the Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who execute the word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? So, Apostle, this is what the Lord gave me prior to coming on this line today as I was praying and interceding and weeping before him. He wants us to blow the trumpet, so that we can make a sound, so that the people of God can wake up, because there's something about to take place. And you've already been warning us already, but the word of God had to come forth through his word. So God bless you, and I appreciate everything you're doing. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Bless you as well, woman of God. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that as well. I know God is speaking. You know, one of the things, I won't necessarily say it's funny, but when things begin to happen, especially such as different events start taking place, like what's going on in the Middle East, Israel, and even in our own country, you know, you will have people, they'll be on social media platforms and be all in the headlines and all the different things. Even you start seeing it, certain things in the news. People start talking and start trying to release a prophetic word. Now, this is where you'll know when you have authentic, true prophets, men and women of God that are speaking. Because what God does, he will allow us to already be speaking it even before it happens. We don't wait till it happens and start speaking or talking about it and make people think that we're talking about what's happening. I mean, it's so good to be educating yourself about what's happening, but many prophetic people are already been releasing or giving the warning about what's coming. Now, scholars and theologians tell us, amen, to share
the love of God, share the good news. That's true. We do that. But he also have us to share the calamity, share the consequences, the things that you can't see during the time of talking about sharing God's love and sharing the good news, the gospel of the kingdom. That's good. That repent, salvation, the blessing, the prosperity, all that's good. But we're talking about preparing the people for the calamity or preparing the people for whatever attack or whatever conflict that will try to come against us. Prepared for it. Most people will contend and quote, well, God will take care of us. God will cover us and shield us. Not if sin is in the camp. And I know a lot of people can agree or disagree. They're like people weren't religious, sect wasn't ready when the pandemic took place, but many prophetic people was prophesying about it. We know in part, we prophesy in part. Different ones were sharing what God was giving them concerning the things that were about to take place. But people wasn't listening or paying attention. But here's the piece, Overseer Piggott and people of God. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. That's why a lot of people don't believe. You say they was going into stores. I see it all the time. Coworkers, they don't have a clue. Why? Because they are blinded. I thank God for the scales falling off my eyes. I thank God for my ears being what? Unstopped. So I can hear what the Lord is saying. Whether it's through the written word of God or whether he's speaking it from a Kairos or Rhema place to share it with his people. It's up to the people to take the prophecy and run with it. So that's the issue, especially in America, because many people are listening to religious leaders. And they're speaking from the place of their education. You educated, but you better get anointed. You better understand Bible prophecy and prepare the people for what's coming. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Start 6 over your lineup. Come on in.
Apostle, this is Prophetess Tina again. This right here takes me back to, and the Lord dropped in my spirit, that many need to really read the book of Ezekiel, especially chapter 3, the accountability of those who are prophets and prophetess to speak God's words, because when we don't speak God's word and we allow the people to sin, we are accountable for that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand walking in the calling. I don't even want to just leave it for the prophets and prophetess. Anybody that's walking in the fivefold ministry with the position, title, calling, you are accountable to sound the alarm to those who are walking outside of God. I don't care. He reigns on the just and unjust, but we are accountable to that. And that blood is on our hands. It's not just the person that's in the pulpit. It's those of us that's sitting in a pew with the gift, not doing what God has called us to do. And that's why in this season, we're all saying push and press, pulling out because of the accountability. A lot of them don't realize the accountability that's on them. But I've been going back over Ezekiel because I want to stand right in this calling and be able to release what God tells me to release and not worrying about what others think. And if they take it, they take it. And if they don't, they don't. I'm not going to argue with you. I know I've done my part, and I'm going to close my mouth after that. I'm not going to argue with you. It's foolish to argue with a fool. And I had repent, and I want to share this. I had to repent because I got out of position. I got out of my chessboard to go into playing checkers with some people. And I had to repent to get back in my chessboard.
Come on.
So I'm telling you, y'all be careful because you'll be playing chess, and, you know, you'll get with some people, and you'll be playing checkers. So be watchful and mindful the game boards you on, because people are playing games, and they're playing games with your emotions, your intelligence, your wisdom, your understanding of God's word. Just be careful, because the enemy is coming very trickery in this season. So y'all be careful. Get your ears tuned up to the sound of God. Stop listening to a lot of people. The apostle said it, but I'm not trying to go back into his message, but I'm down an alarm. It ain't going to be on my hands. God bless you. Thank you for the reminder.
Amen. Bless you as well. But wait, hold on a second, woman of God. Let me share this with the woman of God. You know, I heard you on the other morning. I thank you for sharing that. I wasn't able to get in to give it a comment or response. But I thank you for sharing how God used you to go to this particular church. You was invited. But you knew your assignment. You had an assignment there to cover the woman of God because you said when you went in. That's like playing, you coming out of chess playing checkers. Been there and done that. And we understand the love of God because we got family members sitting in certain places, though. We pray that they would get it and they would come into a place of understanding. Everybody ain't going to get it. I know that. I already know because the word of God already stated that. You know, it might not say it in that way, but I know everybody ain't going to get it. But I thank you for sharing that. Because when you get, it's not saying you're better than anybody else, but you have gotten to a place in your relationship with God. You don't want to go back to the emotional height. My sister-in-law, we were dialoguing, and my wife were dialoguing not long ago about similar same thing, what you just said. When you get to a place to understand the kingdom of God and you're a representation of the kingdom of God, you don't want to go back to, like, religious or traditional same old setting stuff, because you already know you can actually, most kids used to mark this. They know when the deacon going to pray. They know how he going to pray. They know what he going to pray. They understand the protocol of the order of the service, how they carry it out. I'm not knocking nobody, judging nobody. But when God brings you into the kingdom, you letting the Spirit of God have his way. So it goes back to the metaphor that you gave, the analogies you gave about chess and checkers. Because if you ever learned to master the game of chess, you would never want to play checkers again. Now, I'm a good checker player, but when you play chess, you don't want to go back to playing checkers. And the same way it is in the kingdom. When you come out of a traditional religious setting, you no longer want to go back to those settings. You're a fellowship, but really to go back, because you're at a place now where when whatever's happening in a religious setting, because they're still following pagan and different stuff that you already know, Lord, help us. Bless the Lord. Help me. Help us. I just thank you for sharing that, what you shared about praying and interceding for the woman of God while she was ministering from a Cairo place, but you were covering her from the attacks that she was getting from the religious place. Because the religious place, they really wasn't hearing what she was releasing. God was speaking through her, but because a lot of them don't believe in women preachers, a lot of them don't believe in the prophetic or prophetess, so they reject it. They already got their hearts and minds up. They reject that, so they can't get what God is saying. With my pastor ain't in the pulpit preaching, I don't want to hear nobody. Lord, wake the church up. All right. Thank you, Prophetess Tina. Bless you. Come on in, woman of God.
Yes, good morning, Apostle, everyone on the line. This is a great teaching. Thank you so much. And it just brought back, I had to actually repent while Sister Pinkett was speaking because Tuesday morning I woke up out of the blue, and as I was getting ready to get into my car, the alarm just started going off out of the blue. I don't know how it just started going off. And it kind of dawned in my memory. I was like, okay, that was kind of strange. The next morning around the same time, I hear my neighbor's alarm going off, and all of a sudden I heard the word of the Lord say, sound the alarm. And he took me to Joel 2. And I had to, again, I had to repent when Sister Pinkett was speaking because God also took me to Joel 2. And I had the drawback spirit. I did not say what thus saith the Lord. So this just reminded me that I need to start speaking and saying what thus saith the Lord. So thank you for this teaching. And thank you all for everything that you're saying. God bless.
Amen. God bless you as well, woman of God. Amen. See, one thing about God never let the enemy counteract him. Only people do that. People let the enemy counteract them from the plan of God. See, most of the time the enemy, he uses these systems, just like the world, they use these systems, and they'll send their alarm out, just like I was sharing with the people prophetically about the alarm that came out recently. They'll tell you one thing, but this is where we need prophetic people to decode, amen, these systems, to let the people know, send a warning, the clarion call that y'all talked about, that sound, to release it, because we know we have to be warned. And if you're going into danger and you're never warned, guess what? The danger can kill you. It can cause a catastrophic event in your life, spiritually, psychologically. Didn't 2020 got a lot of people psychologically, mentally messed up because they wasn't prepared for it? They felt it was unprecedented. It happened centuries and decades ago, but for our time. That seems like too many people never happened in our time. I see all these people die like this and get caught with viruses and different things like this and don't know who how to treat. They already knew. That's the pharmaceutical industry. They already know how to cure. They already know what to do. But they play mind games. Cure for cancer, mind games. Because if you take the doctors out of business, the hospitals out of business, how can they make money? They got to keep you sick. That's the only way they can make money. Amen? Bless the Lord. All right. Anyone else? All right. Well, we bless the Lord today. Did we ever get Minister Bryant, Minister Dr. Bryant, we ever get you on, woman of God?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hallelujah. Powerful kingdom leader. Amen. You have an announcement or anything you want to share?
I'm going to play the commercial about the Family Values Conference that's coming up next week at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, and the birthday celebration for Dr. Matthews will all take place next week, and I'll play that commercial. That's all I have at this time, man of God.
All right.
That's all I have, man of God, unless you want me to give the giving information.
Yes, if you do that for us.
If you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. You can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can mail at WeRestoreU@Yahoo.com. That's all I have at this time, sir.
All right. God bless you. I believe Dr. Matthew is down with Mother Thelma Sidney on this weekend for her powerful conference there. We're praying, amen, for her conference down there. I know, amen, God is moving powerfully there. Amen, and we're praying and interceding for the Family Value Conference, and we certainly celebrate and honor the man of God's birthday at the end of this month. Amen to all the other birthdays. Amen. I have a lot of family and siblings, amen, the month of October birthdays. Certainly bless the Lord for that, and any anniversaries for this month, we honor and celebrate you. Amen. We ask you to be a blessing to this ministry. You're sowing at the good ground when you get from this place. You can get it from your heart. Amen. And let the Lord continue to prosper you and bless you, because when you sow into a prophet, you shall reap a prophet's reward. Apostle Paul said, I've sown unto you spiritual things to reap your carnal things. So be a blessing, people of God. No seed is too small. No seed is too great. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. All right. Don't want to miss nobody before we exit. Anybody desire prayer? We will touch and agree and pray with you. Amen. Just start sitting in your lineup and come on in. If you have a comment or question, you can come on in at this time. All right. Prophet Simmons, you want to say anything?
To God be all the glory. God bless you to every kingdom leader, to every listening ear. We thank God for the word of the Lord on today. To my husband, to my friend, to my apostle, my leader, to the king of this home, to the prince. I thank God for the word that you released on today. And I just know that when God speaks, we need to have an ear activated within so it can manifest without, within and without. When I mean outside, externally. I thank God for how he used you, for every leader that shared and spoke prophetically, even in what they released. I touch and agree with each and every individual. And yes, sometimes I don't say anything, but I am praying, and I thank God, and I'm proud of every leader, of how God uses them, speak through them, to use them to enlighten the body of Christ and to bring people up and out of despair. Thank each and every one for your encouragement, for being who you are in God. Stand firm on the promises of God, because he prophetically spoke it, and he will prophetically fulfill it to manifest before you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Bless you. Hallelujah. You know, one thing that I learned even from reading the scripture, Jeremiah 29 and 11, and for the Lord says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
You know, we know that God's plan is always for us to achieve, for us to be able to come into a place to grab hold to whatever he has for us. That's the fulfillment part. Those are the promises. And the Bible speaks of so many promises that God has for us, whether it's in the old covenant to the new covenant. We're in the new covenant. Thank God again for the grace and the mercy that he have graced us with. Many of us, even in the midst of our imperfection, we have to let God perfect those things that we struggle with, we challenge with. This is why I said, you know, our problems, I think I said it not long ago, I was sharing with you, honey, that our prophecy or our fulfillment of that is not predicated upon our problem. You know, we have to understand that, you know, problems, they should come to make us. We know God, when problems come, we learn from them. It's why, according to Romans 8:28, that he said, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. We have to know that as believers because that's the plan that God has for our life. He never told us that when we become believers that we will not go through opposition. We will not have problems. We will not have struggles. We will not have setbacks. You know, many things is that people stay in them. They remain in them because it's so painful, it's so aggravated or frustrated that when we're in it, that we don't allow God to bring us out of it. So that makes sense. In it, we don't allow God to bring us out of it. So a lot of time when we look at it spiritually, even with Israel, you know, again, I've got to say, we don't know what Israel was in for God to allow the enemy to come against them. The enemy always going to come against God, come against God's people. So as his, what I call his masterpiece in the earth realm, what he created, believers, then we have to know that the enemy is going to try to come against us. He's going to try to destroy what brings glory to God. And as believers, you bring glory to God. We don't give the enemy credit or give the enemy glory, but some people do. And I testify that I used to, too. But I came to my senses, like the prodigal son. I came to my senses. I gathered myself together, and I went back to the Father, where I know where the promises and the blessings lie. So he put the ring on, put the coat on, he put the sandals on my feet, as the man of God said on the other Sunday. This is what we have to know. And when we get in that place with God, we're not moved by all of the distraction. We're not moved by all of the deception. We're not moved by our problems or the pain. We just push through it. Because when we push through it, we know we're going to the promised land. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else have a comment or question or desire prayer? Star 6 or Milana, come in before we go into prayer.
Good morning, Apostle.
God bless you.
God bless you. This is Evangelist Teasley. Bless you, Prophetess Jeannie and Overseer Pickett. I'd like to have prayer for my event on this morning. I'm introducing my business at a health fair, and I'll have a booth there, and I'm praying for favor.
Woman of God, even before you open up your mouth to say that, God already began to strategically download in me that the door is open. It's wide open. It's wide open. And here you go. You talk about favor. It's wide open for you. My God. Thank you, Lord. My God. This is going to be an opportunity. Is going to be a tool. It's going to be an open door, said the Lord. It's going to allow others, woman of God, to come into a place of wholeness. Not only will you share with them concerning their physical body, but you will share with them spiritual, said the Lord. It's spiritual is understanding the place of God to bring them into a place of wholeness. When we say wholeness, that spirit, soul and body. Many will call it mind, body, and soul, but we understand it's spirit, soul, and body. God is going to strategically, woman of God, hear me good. God is going to strategically
bring it in divine alignment and divine order. You hear me? God's going to bring it into divine alignment and divine order. You already make an impact on some people's lives and you don't even realize it. Woman of God, I just say to you, be encouraged, keep doing what you're doing, and watch God back up every promise that he has promised you. Do it from the obedience of your heart. Again, just do it from the obedience of your heart. Every door that God will open up for you. Oh, shout out to my kata. It's going to be doors opening up for you, woman of God, that's going to put you on a platform that's going to cause you to educate many. Speak, Lord, speak. Hallelujah. It's going to create a revenue, open door, going to create a revenue, woman of God, that financially you're not going to be in lack for anything. I even hear the Lord say, debt paid in full. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what else you believe in God for, but woman of God, God is bringing it full circle. He's bringing it full circle. He's bringing it full circle. Full circle, full circle. Stay humble. Hear the voice of God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you would touch the woman of God, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, I pray that you would give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give her strategies. Give her ideas, God. I thank you for the creativity, God, that you have imparted into her. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that everything will come in divine alignment and divine order according to your will. Father, you've spoken it, and I know, God, that settles it. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, allow her to walk humbly before you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, there will be no backlash, no retaliation. God, I thank you for the submission. I thank you for the submission, God, the submission to your will. The submission to leadership. That there will be no backlash, no retaliation. That will shut down the confusion. That will shut down the gossip. Do it, Father. We thank you. We thank you, God, that our household is blessed. God, I thank you for prospering her in every area of her life. I thank you for the wholeness, God, that you have spoken this morning. The wholeness, God, that's hitting her house. The wholeness, God, that's hitting her life. The wholeness, God, that's hitting her ministry. The wholeness, God, that's hitting her business. Father, I decree and I declare it by faith that it is so. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Be blessed, woman of God. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, and I receive.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank God. Bless the Lord on today. All right. Anyone else? Start 6, open your line up. Come right on in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. I see almost like it's a tug of war going on in the realm of the spirit. Amen. I see two sides. I see two sides. One side pulling one way and another side pulling another way. I don't know who this for. Amen. But I know in the realm of the spirit, there's a tug of war going on. I see God cutting the ties. Because it's been a battle. It's been a struggle for you. God is cutting. It's almost like I see the sword just splitting it in two. When it's split in two, you're now able to go in peace. They that keep the mind, stay on me. Them, I said, keep in perfect peace, says the Lord. Your peace, because you'll be able to rest at night. You'll be able to sleep at night. Even though you see the war going on the outside, God said, I'm dealing with the conflict on the inside. Do it, Father. We thank you. We thank you, God, for cutting the soul ties. We thank you, God, for severing the ties. We thank you, God, for rooting up and rooting out, God, the things that come to bring, the warfare, that come to bring the things, God, that will oppose us, the things that will come to try to hinder us, block us, stop us. Makorabaka, to cause us not to reap the nation, to cause us not to move in our purpose, not to move in promise. God, I thank you for bringing it into fulfillment. I thank you for bringing it to pass. God, I decree and I declare for the men and women of God on today. Father, I decree and I declare by faith, God, that you will continue to enlarge the man of God territory, continue to allow his vision to come into fruition. And every person that is in divine covenant, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, it will come in divine alignment with your will. Father, I decree and I declare today there will be no backlash, no retaliation, God, that would not come against what has been released across this line today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your people will continue, God, to step, God, step out into the blessings of you, step out, God, into the promises of you, step out into the future of you. Father, I decree and I declare it by faith on today, God, that it will operate from an authentic place. They will move, God, in the power and authority of your spirit. Father, I decree and I declare, even for the blinders, God, that have blinded so many people's eyes, God, I pray that the blinders are being removed in this hour, God, that they will be able to see, God, in the realm of the spirit. I thank you, God, for unstopping their ears, God, that they will be able to hear what the spirit has to say unto the church. Father, I thank you, God, that they're hearing, God, oh God, with clarity and understanding in this hour, God, that you will lead and navigate them by your spirit. God, I thank you for bringing forth the sons of Issachar in this hour, in this season, that they understand the times and seasons of you. Father, that they will open up their mouth to begin to decree and declare, God, what you're saying in this hour. God, I thank you today, and I pray that for the fivefold ministry gifts, God, that they will be stirred up and used for your glory. I call forth the apostles. I call forth the prophets. I call forth the evangelists. I call forth the pastors. I call forth the teachers. I call forth the elders. I call forth the minister. I call forth the holy deacons and mothers. I call forth the missionaries. God, that they will take territory. Father, in this hour, in this season, God, I decree and I declare it by faith that no weapon formed against your people shall be able to prosper. God, I thank you for giving us the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. God, that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. God, I thank you that we're the church, we're the ecclesia. Let us represent you in the earth, that dying men and women will come running, saying, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to come into a right relationship with you? What must I do to have salvation? What must I do to stand in my liberty? Who the Son set free is free indeed. Stand therefore fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again. Yoke of bondage. We decree, we declare it by faith that it is so. That it is so. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, people, God bless you today. We love you. Amen. As spiritual leader would say, go in the power and the strength of God's spirit. We say shalom in his courts as I pray for you. God bless.
It's that time again. It's time for the Family Values Conference 2023.
The Family Values Conference 2023.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Happy birthday, sir.
It happens October 27th through 29th. Live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
The conference and the birthday celebration all in one.
The theme,
go big or don't go at all.
Family Values Conference 23.
It kicks off Friday night, October 27th at 7 p.m. with Bishop Kenneth Franklin. Saturday morning, October 28th at 10 a.m. with Dr. Curtis Bozeman. Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Get ready for Bishop James Bolton.
Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Get ready to celebrate with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews.
And again, we say, come and be anointed. Come and be moved.
Registration for this conference is free. All are welcome to attend. For more information, call 877-912-2027. Call and register now. We want to see you there.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. A powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available time, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.